Welcome to TAP, the awesome podcast. My name is Claire Turner and I'm an EFT practitioner, manifestation and mindset coach, the founder of Claire Turner EFT, the creator of 8 Weeks to Weight Loss and the From Doubt to Clout courses. Now, I am obsessed with helping women to overcome feelings of self-doubt and to grow into the awesome and empowered goddesses that they truly are. Now, if you are looking to tap into your divine right to success and abundance, then you have come to the right place, my friend. My goal within this podcast is to help you see your infinite potential, to tap into your personal power and be, do, and have whatever you dream of. Thank you so much for pressing play. We're going to have so much fun. Let's get going. So hello, hello, hello. Welcome to TAP, the awesome podcast. Now, I'd like to just speak to you a little bit today about what it is that I do. I am by trade an EFT practitioner, although I much prefer the use of the word coach. And EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. And we often call it tapping because we're quite literally tapping on endpoints and meridians of our body. And we do that while saying certain statements, focusing on the stress or the challenge of whatever's going on in our lives. Now, it does look weird and woo-woo, but it is a technique that when you experience it, you realize the power of it. It can produce really incredible results for things like stress, pain, weight loss, and so much more. Many times people ask me what they can use EFT for, and a standard response does tend to be, well, just try it on anything and see what happens. It is so, so effective. Now, the first time I was introduced to it was for stress, and I was really, really skeptical. I worked for a really big corporate company at the time, and my boyfriend turned around one day and he said, "No, you are really stressed." And I was like, "Am I?" Because I don't know if you've noticed, but when you are living or working in a stressful environment day in, day out, you tend not to realize that you are swimming around in stress soup. You tend to like just get used to it. And so when he told me I was really stressed, I was actually quite surprised. And he said, "Look, you need to check out something called EFT." And he pointed me in the direction of a YouTube video by a chap called Brad Yates, who I am now honored to refer to as my friend. And I watched the introduction by Brad Yates to EFT, and I sat there and thought, well, what a load of bollocks. It looked just completely weird and out there, but I gave it a go. I tried it, and I was absolutely blown away at how effective it was. And it got to the stage where I'd actually go out to my car at lunchtime and start to tap every lunchtime in my car. And this became a really regular lunchtime activity for me. And it would not only bring my stress level down very quickly, it would also put me in a much better mood for the rest of the day. And I've also now realized many years later that not only was it working on my stress, it was also working on all sorts of unconscious blocks that I had in the background. Because EFT is quite sneaky like that. You think you're working on one thing, but in the meantime, it's found something else. It's like, oh yeah, we could do with clearing this. And so this very regular lunchtime activity really, really helped me. And I did start to wonder, you know, if it can help with stress, what else can tapping help with? And I looked a lot deeper into it. And this was where I discovered that not only could EFT make you feel better in the moment, it could actually go in and change your limiting beliefs. You know, all the beliefs that we tend to pick up as we go through childhood and puberty, and beliefs that keep us very small and scared. And that realization sparked a period of very rapid self-growth for me, where I started to test my beliefs, what I knew or thought I knew about myself and the world, and how I could go about changing that. So, you know, what are beliefs? Well, They're things that we've learned from our parents, from teachers, friends, and just society in general. They're lessons that we've taken in, usually at a really unconscious level, from past experiences, often sadly negative ones, and that just continue to hold us back today. An example that I often give of this is that if you imagine a kiddie being asked to stand up in front of a class and present something, and so they walk to the front and they start presenting and they stumble over a word. Now, maybe the class laughs at them, maybe the teacher says something a bit derogatory. And in that moment of pain and embarrassment, they form a belief. Now, that belief might be that they are bad at public speaking. They may decide off the back of that, that they're never going to do public speaking ever again. Now, if you then fast forward many years later, when this kiddie is now all grown up and has a job, and their boss comes up and says, look, there's a promotion coming up. You'd be absolutely amazing at it. It's something you've always wanted to do. It's loads more money. And you think, oh, this adult thinks, oh my God, this sounds amazing. And then their boss says, you just have to give a presentation. And as soon as those words leave the boss's mouth, that person thinks, ah, shit. And their brain will go in and find the folder, the memories of what happened when they were much younger. Now, the actual memory itself might not be remembered, but the physiological reaction, so how their body reacted, so maybe they got sweaty, maybe their face flushed, maybe they felt sick, all those physical feelings will run again. The emotions that were there in the original memory, so you know, maybe embarrassment, maybe humiliation or shame, or even anger, those emotions will start to come up again. And that belief will come up in the form probably of your little inner voice that goes, oh yeah, but I really suck at public speaking. And so off the back of that, two things tend to happen. The first thing is that this person goes, do you know what? I really want this job, so I'm just going to go for it. But they are so nervous and so anxious about the public speaking that they just cock it up. And they don't get the job, and that reinforces their belief that they are no good at public speaking. The other option is that the person doesn't even try to go for the job. The fear of public speaking is so great, they just turn and go, no, I can't do it. Neither scenario is awesome. Both leave the person without their dream job because of this limiting belief that is holding them back. Now, EFT can really help to overcome these limiting beliefs. You know, these beliefs that we hold on to for such a long time, probably without even realizing. And using EFT, we can get to the core issues of what it is that holds us back. Now, most of us know what we want to change in our lives. Maybe we want less of something, maybe we want more of something, but we find it really, really difficult to make it happen. New Year's resolutions are a fantastic example of this. We push to change something we don't like, and it probably goes really well for a while, and then we slide back into old habits and patterns. Now, to make any kind of change, I found that you have to get the core beliefs around why you're acting that way in the first place. Clean up the stuff from the past that's keeping you stuck. As Louise Hay very famously quoted, to clean your house, you have to see the dirt. Now, what the latest research is showing with EFT is when we tap on these meridian endpoints, whilst focusing on the stress, whilst focusing on the challenge of whatever it is that's going on, we send a calming signal to the amygdala in the brain. Now, our amygdala is our fight or flight response center. It's our stress response. It's that part of our brain that when we get an email from our boss, it's not particularly good news, we just lock up. That kiddie that stood up in front of the class that everyone laughed at, that's the amygdala firing. And it encodes all the negative experiences so that they continue to hold us back. Now, stress is a word that we are all very familiar with these days. But what people don't tend to realize is that continuous stress, chronic stress, drains our bodies. It drains our physical and mental resources. Every time we feel stressed, a hormone called cortisol starts flooding our bodies, and blood flows away from our brains into our limbs because the body thinks it's in danger and it's not safe, and it's preparing to fight or run away. Now, that certainly served us way back when a rustle in the bushes might have been a tiger that we needed to run away from. And we'd better believe it was a tiger, because if we didn't, and it was, then it was pretty much game over. But the problem is that we are activating that ancient mechanism all the time, with the bill in the mail, looking at our bank statement, anything that doesn't feel safe, we're activating the amygdala. And it also causes us to think negative thoughts. If we walked past a rustling bush saying positive affirmations and thinking positive thoughts and acting as if all was well, then there was a real possibility that a tiger would jump out and we'd end up dead. So we're working with a really ancient brain that's actually just trying to do its job. And with EFT, we can say, thank you, but I don't see losing weight or making money or whatever as a danger. And we can turn off that fight or flight response. And when you're in that chronic stress state, as I mentioned, the blood flows away from your intelligent problem-solving forebrain and it goes straight into your arms and legs. And the result of that is that you get dumb. All your resources and creativity, all the things that you need in that moment to come up with a solution or to find a better way to handle something or do something, are just gone because you're in a fight or flight mode. You're in this conditioned response that you're expecting danger. And if you're expecting danger, where your life may be on the line, then your body and brain think, well, the very last thing we need to be doing right now is digesting that meal. The last thing we need to be doing right now is coming up with an answer to that crossword puzzle. So anything you want to change in your life, when you chase it to the core, it's that amygdala firing. And EFT can be used to recondition yourself so that stress response that comes up so quickly, that falling back into old habits, that self-sabotage or procrastination, we can just look at that and say, well, you know, when I think about starting my own business or when I think about losing weight, actually I'm quite terrified, because the thought of being successful and what that means, or the thought of being slim and potentially attracting unwanted attention, to some part of you is terrifying. And that's when you start to put it off. That's when you procrastinate. It's completely illogical, but it's a safety mechanism. It's a way of not having to face those underlying unconscious fears. When we play these things out, we see the root of our procrastination and self-sabotage. So with EFT, not only can you begin to have an understanding of what's happening, you can also get to the root cause, to that stress response. And you can calm it down. And then you can rewire the brain, the way it's acting and the way it's reacting. And once you can do that, then you are open to a world of possibilities. So that all sounds pretty damn awesome. But if you've never met EFT before, you might be thinking, well, that's all fine and dandy, Claire, but how do I do it? Which is a great question. So the mechanics of EFT are actually super simple. EFT started life back in the 1980s, actually, by an American psychologist called Dr. Roger Callahan. And he had a really big interest in Eastern medicine, specifically acupuncture. And he started to combine acupressure points with traditional talk therapy. Now, there's a whole story behind this, but I'm going to keep it quite short and kind of skip over it. But basically, what it boils down to is he had a patient who had a massive phobia of water. And one day, whilst they were talking about it, she happened to mention that thinking about water made her feel sick. So just on a whim, Dr. Callahan had her tap under her eye, which is the acupressure point for your stomach, while she was talking about her fear of water. And after a little while of this, she suddenly looked up and she went, oh my goodness, it's gone. And Dr. Callahan said, well, you know, what's gone? Thinking she meant the sickness. And she told her, she said, oh, the fear, it's just gone. And then there's a whole story about how she ran out towards a swimming pool and started splashing water on her face. But he was absolutely blown away after years of just talking about the fear, just introducing the tapping element into it created such a massive change. And so he started mapping out various different acupressure points for various different issues that people had. And so I guess you can kind of think of them like recipes for tapping points with different issues. So, you know, a phobia for something would be one set of acupressure points, whereas a phobia for something else might be something different. So as you can imagine, it got really, really complicated. So much so, it wasn't really accessible to the layman. And Dr. Callan started teaching other people, and he called this process thought field therapy, or TFT. And one of his first students was a guy called Gary Craig. Now, Gary was an engineering student, and he was very, very interested in personal development, and he started doing this TFT training, and he realized very quickly just how wonderful it was, but also how incredibly complex it was. And so being an engineer, I think his engineering mind kind of cut in and thought, you know, well, how can we simplify this? And in the end, he managed to boil it down to 9 basic points that when tapped in whatever order were as effective, if not more effective than all the different recipes of TFT. And he called this new process EFT. So that was the birth of EFT. Now, the 9 basic points are as follows. The very first one is on the side of your hand, that fleshy outside edge of your hand where you karate chop someone. And it's called the karate chop point. The next point is called the eyebrow point, and it's where your eyebrow starts. So at the top of your nose, where your eyebrow starts, that is where you would tap. The next point is called side eye, and that's the outside corner of your eye on the bony eye socket. So if you're tapping on your temple, you've gone too far, bring it in towards your eye. Then you've got under eye, again on the bony eye socket part. Then you've got under nose, which is exactly where it says on the tin. Then you have chin, and that's in the groove between your lower lip and your chin point. Then there's collarbone, and probably the easiest thing for collarbone is just to make a fist and tap where you'd find the knot of a tie. Then you have underarm, which is where you'd find a woman's bra straps, just a couple of inches under your armpit. And then top of head. Now, to find the top of head point, if you were to draw 2 lines up in the top of your ears, where they meet at the top of your head is where you tap. When you tap, you can use 1 finger or 2 fingers or 3 fingers or 4 fingers, however many fingers you want. You can tap with either hand or both hands. You can tap the right side or the left side or both sides, both together. It doesn't matter. The meridians run equally up and down each side of you. You also want to be tapping hard enough so that you can feel it, but not so hard that you're going to end up covered in loads of little bruises. So that very simply is the points and how to tap them. You can, if you go to my YouTube channel, I'll put a link in the comments, you can find a video on tapping points if you want a visual for it. So you've got the mechanics of tapping, and the mechanics are usually pretty simple, but there is another component of tapping, and that is the words that you use, the things that you say. So EFT is made up of 2 sections. There is a setup, and then there is a round. So the setup is where you tap on the karate chop point. And a setup statement goes like this. Even though I'm feeling really stressed right now, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And you'd repeat that three times. Even though I'm feeling really stressed right now, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling really stressed right now, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And you'll notice that there is a negative or a challenge, and then there is an acceptance. And some people can find that a little hard to say, that I love and accept myself. If you struggle with that, you find it hard to say the words I love and accept myself, you can use something much simpler like I'm okay, or I'm open to the possibility that I can love and accept myself. Whatever it is, it needs to be a positive. And basically what we're saying to our brain is that, you know, okay, right now we're feeling shit, or we have this challenge and it doesn't make us feel good, but you know what? That's all right. So much of our life is spent with people telling us, or us telling people, to bottle up bad emotions. You shouldn't feel negative. You should always feel positive. And so we push these emotions down. We resist them. And I don't know if you've heard the saying, whatever you resist persists. But it's a really real thing. So if you stop resisting it, then it'll go away. So that is what the setup statement is all about. It's about letting go of that resistance, giving yourself permission to feel the way you do. Now, a setup statement can be very, very complex, or it can be exceedingly simple. So the example I gave you is very simple. When you work with a practitioner or an EFT coach, it can get a bit more complicated because we're trying to pinpoint specific things. But if you're just doing it at home by yourself, just to get rid of a really bad emotion, you can keep it super simple. So that's a setup. Around is where you start from your eyebrow. You do eyebrow, side eye, under nose, chin, collarbone, underarm, top of head, and that is around. And you probably do three or four of those, depending on the intensity of whatever it is you're feeling. And when you tap on these different points, you're basically just saying a phrase that will keep whatever the negative emotion or problem state or challenge in the forefront of your mind. So if you're feeling really stressed, in the setup example I just gave, you could just keep repeating whilst tapping on your eyebrow point, I'm feeling really stressed. Then tap on your side eye point and repeat, I'm feeling really stressed. Under eye, I'm feeling really stressed, and so on. It can be that simple. And before you get going, just check in with yourself. On a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed do you feel? Where 10 is really, really high. And do a few rounds of tapping and then just check in with yourself again. How stressed do you feel now? Has that number come down? It's all about, the reason you'd give yourself a number is it's called a SUDS number. It's a subjective units of distress scale. And it's a way of tracking your progress. So if the number doesn't shift, then you need to get more specific. What are you feeling stressed about? Or you may just find that that is enough to bring the initial intensity right down. The great thing with EFT is even if you get a sudden surge of emotion, which can happen, it's okay. You just keep tapping and that emotion, that intensity will come down. Now, people tend to get really hung up about what to say when they're tapping. And you know, you can keep it really, really simple. I tend to find that a bit boring. But when you first get going, it's a really good way just to get, you know, just a start. But another thing you can do is if you are wound up about something, or you're upset about something, you're worrying about something, you could pretend that your best mate is in the room and just talk out loud. Talk as if you were talking to your mate and just venting. And as you vent, as you talk out loud, tap through the points. So it gives you the same thing. It keeps the issue in the forefront of your mind, and then the actual physical tapping helps to calm everything down and clear it out. So in a nutshell, that is how you do EFT. Now, again, you can head over to my YouTube channel, loads of tap along videos you can check out, loads of descriptions about what EFT is and how you can use it. Again, I'll put the link in the comments. Now, there are a few things just to watch out for that can worry people sometimes. When you do EFT, you can find that there is a surge of emotion. There can be tears, and that's okay. Keep tapping, just keep tapping, and I promise you the emotion will come down. Another thing that can happen is you start yawning, maybe you start burping. All really good signs, all signs of energy releasing. I'm a bit of a burper. I know I've hit a good point when I start burping. That's my first clue that something is shifting for me. Another thing that can happen is you can get quite tingly. Again, a great sign, shows that energy is moving around. As a result of all this energy moving around, you can also get very, very tired. So don't push yourself beyond what you can handle. You can always make a note of what you're working on, where you've got to, what your number is, and then come back to another day. You don't have to solve all of your problems in one hit. In fact, I'd recommend you don't try and solve all your problems in one hit. Just try something very simple to start with. Maybe it's an intense emotion that you're currently feeling. Maybe you're feeling very stressed or overwhelmed, maybe even frustrated or angry. And just do some tapping on that. Get a feel for it, see how it works. Now, because you can get very tired, be kind to yourself afterwards, okay? If you want to go and have a lie down, go and have a lie down. It's okay. You are allowed to feel these things. You are allowed to release them. You're allowed to acknowledge them, okay? You don't have to fight it. Stop resisting it and it will go away. So have a little play with that. Do check out my YouTube channel. Just have a little play with it. If you've got any questions, let me know. And a bit more on this the next time. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll see you very soon. Thank you for joining me. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to share it with me in a review so I can keep the awesome stuff coming your way. And if you aren't already following me on social media, come and soak up the extra inspiration by following me on facebook.com/ClaireTurnerEFT or visiting my website at ClaireTurnerEFT.com. And just so you're aware, I'm very greedy. Claire has everything in it, C-L-A-I-R-E. I appreciate you so much and I cannot wait to connect with you again in the next episode. In the meantime, be awesome.